This is the Andres Segovia Show.
And welcome to another episode of the program, everyone. I am your host, Andres Segovia, broker servicing Los Angeles and Orange County, California. For those of you that are unfamiliar with my channel, and particularly for what I do for a living, this is my real estate website, www.segoviares.com, where you can tune in and check out other real estate resources. And for those of you that live locally, that are interested in real estate, but don't know where to start, or if you should start at all, this is a place where you can reach out to me so we can have a conversation. And because I basically did the altar call when it comes to business, I'm letting you know, for those of you listening on the podcast primarily, that my DRE license number is 01909449. Today, I get to react to a Louder with Crowder episode. I'm recording this on June 25th, the same day that this video posted. It's got 71,586 views so far, and I wanted to react to this on the day of. I'm also a fan of Louder with Crowder, so I know what they're doing here. This is called Cultural Appropriation Month, so they look kind of funny because of what they're wearing, because it's they're appropriating California on this episode, which is something they do every month of June. Steven, the one to the left, for you not familiar with this program, is the one dressed as Bruce Jenner, and one of his co-hosts that's sitting on the second chair, as it's called, someone dressed as Jack Dorsey. If the Twitter birds were not a giveaway, there it is. So let's discuss what some people refer to the state as Commifornia. No, it's the Democratic People's Republic of California. Get it right. I know, means to an end, same thing. Let's get to this, shall we?
So let's talk about California since it's cultural appropriation.
Let's do so.
It sucks. Now, we all know that it sucks. We all know that California is not doing well. Right. They've had population loss, which is almost unheard of in a state with that much oceanfront property
and mountains and beauty everywhere.
And just rich in natural resources, unfortunately rich in natural assholes. So
they tend to flock there.
It's just
they grow
saturated.
There. It's the soil. It's something
like
in the soil.
Swan
I don't know.
Capistrano.
Filled to the brim. So let's start with this. A few reasons why California is up. Hey, do you remember, I think it was about this time last year, when Donald Trump pointed out that California, their wildfires were out of control due to poor forest management. I don't know if you remember it. Let's go back in time.
And I see again the forest fires are starting. They're starting again in California. I said, you got to clean your floors. You got to clean your forests. They have many, many years of leaves and broken trees. And they're like so flammable. You touch
so
them
flammable.
And it goes up. I've been telling them this now for 3 years. But they don't want to listen. The environment. The environment.
I love how they play that as a, like,
an own. It's actually true.
You clean your floor. And here's what they try to do. They try to go, Donald Trump. I'm surprised they didn't say Donald Trump tried to, Mr. Clean the Floor, tried to pine saw, the redwoods, just like they said, Donald Trump tried to inject you with bleach. No, he said disinfectant, said maybe we could get in the body. He said clean the floor. The difference is he says things that sound that are inarticulate, let's be honest, but he knows what he means.
Exactly, and he's not wrong.
Whereas Joe Biden has no idea.
This is not rocket science. Like, I follow this very closely because of the wine business, and you're going to find, I'll give you a fact after you go through.
Okay, well, because keep in mind that Trump was mocked mercilessly by the media. Right here we have from Politico, USA Today. They said that they didn't think he understood the science of wildfires. It says, Trump's suggestions have prompted head scratching from experts who say his prescriptions, more raking, less water released into the ocean for environmental purposes, suggest he does not understand the science of wildfires. Then USA Today reported the issue would only get worse if Trump ignores climate change, and Gavin Newsom tweeted, you don't believe in climate change. You are excused from this conversation. Hey, that's a tactic of the left. Just remove.
Okay, I'm stopping it right there just because I feel like I have to stop it at some point. Let me just set something up off the bat here. One of the problems that we've had in terms of any political or almost any discourse nowadays is the mere fact that everything is political. You can't have a conversation about the very same thing because now we're changing definitions of words. And when that happens, how can we ever come together? We can never agree. I got a lot of beef against me because of my Daily Wire reaction video, because when they announced that they were leaving, because I talked about the wildfires at the time, and I even said in that, citing sources, by the way, that I put on, up on the screen, but because people just heard what they wanted to hear, they started discounting me and saying that my channel was either full of misinformation or I'm just flat out lying, because I declared that most of the major wildfires up until that point were caused by arson, which is fact. But because people want to say, no, it's climate change, that's why they're super mega. Let's keep watching, because I believe they get into those details here.
Them from the conversation. Oh, yeah. Just like parents at PTA meetings, or people on big tech platforms, or the president from big tech platforms, or in this case, the president from being correct.
Absolutely. Well, look, you have wildfires that are going to happen in this part of the country every single year. This is not a surprise. What you see, though, is from 2012, I believe, to 2016, or maybe even started just before that, this huge drought, right? Not a lot of wildfires. They had some, for sure, but not crazy. You know when the first year that they had like crazy wildfires in that entire stretch was? 2017. Do you know what happened at the end of 2016? It rained!
Mm-hmm.
Stuff grew, then it died, then it caught on fire. You know what happened in 2020? It rained in 18 and 19. Stuff grew, it died, it caught on fire. If you get rid of that stuff, you greatly enhance your chances of avoiding massive, out-of-control fires. Yeah. By the way, the last two, I believe, were either caused by the gender reveal, or the major ones were caused by PG&E. Right? They've just been sued for that. They had to pay a ton of money for that. They had to go through and retrofit their lines so they couldn't touch it. Right. That's a good idea.
You get a couple birds in your beard and you're Mr. Arborist.
I will listen. I want good wine to come from California in 2020. Is a complete.
You told me you had a couple of tidbits.
Sorry.
Because you know about wine. That's the whole segment.
That was a deep dive.
No, that's good. Well, and also, by the way, you were talking about the P&E.
PG&E,
sorry, yeah. You were talking about them. Then, of course, it's exacerbated by them not clearing debris, by them not doing controlled burns.
Right.
That's what people don't understand.
And listen, by the way, don't buy a house in the middle of nowhere with a fire department 45 minutes away and woods all around you. That's a bad idea.
Well, how am I gonna piss in a giant tree next to David Gergen dressed in a female tracksuit?
Well, no, I'm fine. We just won't count your body as the toll. You know, like when you die, we'll just be like, no, he didn't die.
There's someone going nuts in the comments section right now, Faye. Now, by the way, hit that like button. If you're watching right now, live, this second, you can do it. Hit the
smash
like button.
It.
If you know what I'm talking about with David Gergen at the Redwoods.
Nine.
So, guess what? Donald Trump is out of office.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And kind of like Donald Trump's out of office, now we can say, maybe, like before we're saying, no leak. There's no lab leak. And then did he close the door?
It might be a leak.
Now, Donald Trump is out of office, right? He goes, what? He doesn't know anything about the science. Why are you talking about clean the floor? No, clean the floor. What is he? He doesn't understand climate. Okay. Yeah. Is he out to?
He's gone.
All right. $500 million to start cleaning the forest floors.
Fucking morons.
In California.
Man.
Unbelievable.
This comes from Bloomberg. Without all this fuel on the forest floor, California officials contend blazes will be less likely to turn into the mega fires that devour thousands of acres.
Well, that's interesting.
The green regulation here is out of control.
It's almost like that's a good idea.
And by the way, this isn't conjecture. All sources available at LatterthCredit.com. Scientists said, well, we actually thought the lab leak might have been possible, but we didn't want to be attributed with Donald Trump. Kind of like people said, well, you don't need a mask after the vaccine, but we don't want people to think that we're freedom-loving Republicans.
Right. Well, there was actually an expert in an AP article from Alberta who said in one paragraph, I have Donald Trump's plan. I'm paraphrasing. Donald Trump's plan, cleaning the whatever. That's not. And then the next paragraph down, absolutely. It actually helps if you do that to make sure there's not enough fuel for fire.
Of course it does.
Well, I was like, are you the same person that said that? Just a paragraph above?
Yeah.
That's why I need to be governor, fellas.
Yeah.
You can make the change.
You seem
necessary.
Positively reasonable.
Well, he's gonna piss him out.
Caitlyn Jenner.
Guy took
That's
on
why
the
you don't cut it off.
She took on
dangerously
the
close to my home in Malibu, as you know, fellas.
Salt weapons is another issue in California. It's not just wildfires that suck, and of course, they're doublespeak politics. A few weeks back, we covered how a judge, of course, said that the assault weapons ban in California, you can bring up the overlay, was unconstitutional.
That was amazing.
Right? Government is not free to impose its own new policy choices on American citizens where constitutional rights are concerned. We said, well, we don't know if this is going to stand. Well, right now, it's not. The Ninth Circuit,
of course.
Ninth Circuit blocked.
Ninth Circus.
He says his ruling furthering review. And this is important to note. This is also why when people say, hey, the court, look, any institution can be politicized. You have a judge, and then you had other judges say no. And then maybe, you never know, sometimes it goes to the Supreme Court and they decide another. It happens all the time.
Yeah.
That's why we need a system of checks and balances.
Right.
Of course, that's also why you should have some people who are somewhat accountable.
Yeah, well, and it shouldn't be like that, but it is. The Ninth Circuit, is notorious
Circus.
For being super liberal, right? Mm-hmm. Anything that goes through the D.C. circuits as well, same thing's going to happen. Same thing for these guys. They do all California, the West Coast, Arizona, all of it. So it's always going to happen like that. Just wait till it gets to the Supreme Court.
Yeah.
Well, look, I don't want to get all into the whole gun thing, but it is something that's pretty big here in California, considering how strict it is and how difficult it is to get a firearm. And look, we're also known for a lot of dumb things that happen here, such as road rage. And I mean, come on, road rage is ridiculous. You would think that all these rules would reduce stuff like this and regulations, but homicide rates have gone up in every major city, particularly Los Angeles. The crime is skyrocketing out of control, and they talk about defunding the police and all that. People want to be armed because they realize they have to be armed themselves. Meanwhile, the elitists that are pushing for these defunding the police, get rid of the guns and all that, they have private security, but the people cannot arm themselves to protect their own property and themselves.
We'll see. And by the way, this ruling is especially bad in California, really, because of, you know, it's most bad for, I don't know if it's considered a term or not, but rooftop greens. Yeah. People know about rooftop greens. Well, yeah, it's actually a thing in California.
LA Rights.
But it's not what everyone thought. They have a problem with the Godzilla rooftop. Is this in California?
Yeah, it's California.
Rooftop Korean fights Godzilla. Godzilla's Japanese. You
Well, I just I just hope the girl CNN. From Stranger Things is safe.
I know. Well, look, that just usually pisses him off.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just, that's not good.
Yeah, this video is not being monetized.
For the pandemic.
Homelessness.
2018 to 2020 rose 24%.
And those are my bros.
Yeah, 20.
Before pandemic, folks, and for those of you that have been following my channel know that I've been actually covering this. I did an entire episode devoted specifically to this called the Los Angeles Homelessness Crisis, and then a follow-up to that to tell you just how bad things got after a proposition to house all the homeless within 10 years, Eric Garcetti said. Watched my follow-up of homelessness and housing affordability just to get... a look as to see just how bad it is with the policies.
24%.
Wow.
And of course, San Francisco is one of the main, I guess you would say, main drivers of this, main culprits, main goals. over 8,000 homeless people out of a population of under 900,000. Yeah.
Club's grown.
That's a lot.
That's a huge number of homeless people. Piles of human crap.
It's almost
litter
like
the streets.
Had laws that encouraged people.
Yes. You would almost think so. And what's funny is the mayor of Austin, when he was on Joe Rogan's show, he was talking about, we really wanted to get a handle on the homeless problem. So I spoke with the mayors of San Francisco and Seattle. Come again, stupid?
Did you? Really?
What?
I'm kind of retarded.
Yes. This is because, and then people say, why are you being tribal? When you have a mayor of a major city in Austin who really could speak with any other mayor of a major city in Texas that's not Austin, and he's reaching to the worst San Francisco and second worst Seattle. Let's just be honest about this. When people try and say, they only try and accuse you of being tribalistic when you're a conservative and you just draw a line in the sand and say no. This is what Democrats do. We know it. There are no people who reach across the aisle anymore. And I don't know where you find common ground when it's the party that believes abortion up until and including birth. Yeah. And they will actively oppose Donald Trump on forest fires, on lab leaks, on economic policies, just because it's from Donald Trump. How do you find common ground with that?
Right.
This is another thing, of course.
San Francisco looks like it's the worst, but it's not. That's why I talked about the LA homelessness crisis. The absolute worst case and the capital of the homelessness, I guess, home to the most homelessness, is Los Angeles. With a running tally, I believe it's now at 90,000. Man, just even saying that number is ridiculous. The shelters are overrun at Venice Beach and all that. Look, check out my series that I just wrapped up, just so you can get a hold on that. I mean, I expended a lot of emotion in those episodes because it's just a tragedy to see what's happened to my city of Los Angeles and how little is actually being done while billions are being spent, and the state decided, you know what, let's just spend another $12 billion, throw more money at the problem. And when that doesn't work, raise taxes. And when that doesn't work, spend more money. And then raise taxes again when that doesn't work. And it's been going like that for decades already. It's just ridiculous.
Rolling blackouts in California. Now we're talking about it. California. And again, keep in mind, this is a state that has so much water. And it-
I should emphasize, when I said 90,000, I wasn't referring to Los Angeles Incorporated, the city itself. I'm talking about Los Angeles County as a whole. Los Angeles City alone, as of 2020, has at least 45,000. In other words, half of that number already, just in LA City alone.
It also has a lot of running water.
Mm-hmm.
It should. It's like, there's also a lot of people don't know this. There's a lot of fresh water in California too. Not as much as like Michigan or Wisconsin, but it also has oceanfront property. You're talking about a place that has weather that is conducive
toward
maintaining a population.
Yes.
Really, it's you would have to attempt to screw it up, which they have.
Which they succeed.
Doesn't take that much effort for them.
Do you ever just drive across this country and you like just drive through the Phoenix area and you go, wow, someone initially put some juice into setting up camp here.
A lot of energy.
Pre-air conditioning, nothing grows.
Yeah, huh, let's just stop here.
Like, that breeds a different kind of person, whereas you just walk into California and you have to duck from falling fruit. It's just
it's annoying.
Abundance of everything.
The whole coast is just,
If you were to go back 100 years and tell people, like, actually, one of the fastest growing areas are in places like Texas and Arizona. They'd be like, the place that doesn't grow? And you said, you won't believe it, but 100 years from now, California is going to be covered in human what? And you're going to run out of water. Okay, obviously you're the crazy homeless person because it's California.
Anything grows there.
How do we run out of it? Yeah, you spit a seed.
Seriously.
And it blossoms. It blooms. What are you talking about? I'm like, well, you know what? Wait till you learn about Gavin Newsom.
Socialism has failed every time it's tried, and it's been tried a lot here in California, despite the fact of being one of the most resource-rich states in the entire union, and we're short of everything. We're short of energy. We have rolling blackouts. We're short of water. We have farms that are closing down because there's not enough water. And it's all environmental policies that made this possible. We have the most expensive gas prices in the nation. As soon as the administration changed over the year, it jumped a dollar. Everything's expensive here. Everything. Despite being the most resource-rich state.
Yeah. But the rolling blackouts, and I know you're going to say Texas, but it's the totality of this. And yes, Texas may have rolling blackouts, but you also have to understand that we should be able to have an energy grid that can handle this. It's because of bureaucrats who don't allow us to utilize it properly. Yeah. Just like California, but at least we don't have to save the smelt.
Well, you remember the freeway that had to be rerouted because of the plant that was believed to be extinct. They had to avoid. They rerouted the freeway.
This is in California?
In California.
Yeah.
Bent the entire interstate because of a plant that was believed to be extinct that had to be left to flourish.
Could they just build that freeway right over San Francisco? Like on San Francisco? Like just drop it like Roller Coaster Tycoon?
Good idea.
Onto San Francisco.
I don't know about what... he's Mr. Crowder. I don't know what he was... about that. That must have been before my time. But what I can tell you is that the 101 freeway, one of the busiest freeways, the worst one is the 405, the infamous 405. The stretch stretching through the valley from North Hollywood up to, I guess you would say, Ventura. There was a plan to expand the freeway to add a carpool lane. That whole thing was derailed because of one oak tree. So, the plan never saw light of day.
We'll give you a warning.
Rolling blackouts, something they have. 2/3 of California's electricity comes from carbon-free sources. Well, that's very nice.
Yeah.
Except it means they have to have rolling blackouts. Gavin Newsom. God,
he has
to have people to shut off large appliances and lights at 3 p.m. every day when this happens.
Oh.
During this major heat wave, we need to conserve energy. A few simple things you can do. Set your AC to 78 degrees or higher during 3 to 10 p.m. Turn off unnecessary lights.
Then why have you AC on?
Use major appliances during cooler times of the day. So I guess cooking dinner is out.
Yes. Sorry. By the way, you know what 3 to 10 p.m. is? The hottest part of the day, typically.
There's places that are all electric, where they have electric ranges, they have the microwave oven, of course, the appliance, the laundry, the dryer, dishwasher needs some electricity to run too. So all these things require electricity, including the AC, the heater, depending on where it is. Where I live, we use natural gas for our heating. We use natural gas for our stovetop. So we get letters from the gas company saying, you know, you're using way more natural gas than your neighbors, because we're using gas. We're using natural gas. We're not using electricity. But apparently that's a problem too. Oh, and rolling blackouts, and California wants more electric cars out there, EV charging stations. And how are you gonna protect the grid with all that, with all these rolling blackouts?
Basically, until all about day. 8 o'clock. Thanks a lot, Gavin.
You also can't like take showers and like do laundry.
Well, that explains
you keep doing it.
It's pretty bad.
It's almost nicer to be homeless.
Yeah, this goes to droughts. The most recent one lasting 5 years in California, yeah. Right? 2015 and 2016. And why can't they pump more water? Environmental laws, of course. So this goes back to 2008. The Fish and Wildlife Service they place limits on water that could be pumped out of Sacramento, San Joaquin Delta, and sent south to Central Valley farmers to protect, Delta smelt. Delta smelt. So Delta, you kind of stole my thunder on that one. Last week, though, we know about the smelt before.
Right.
But now, this is last week, four hydroelectric dams in California and Oregon, they have to save migratory salmon.
Oh! Yeah. Another fish?
We need to save the salmon.
Yeah, they have to be demolished.
I don't know about that.
Save the salmon.
What about power to save people's lives?
Well, they got to get their omega-3s. Mm. You heard of krill oil? Oh, by the way, we can't do that either. Remember? No? That was the thing. Krill oil. Krill used to be something they put in dog food. I'm just going off here because
you should.
I don't really care. Krill oil used to be used in dog food. They would mash it up and they would say, it's the most sustainable food on the planet because it's at the bottom of the food chain. Right? They would say, don't go after the apex predator. They said krill. And they're like, krill's at the bottom of the food chain. You can't take krill.
That's what everything else is based
on. They can't take salmon. You can't take krill. Just eat the cicadas.
Once every 20 years.
California is a masterclass in how to screw.
Okay, so I didn't know about the whole tearing down those dams. Damn. Okay, so how are we supposed to power the grid? We're supposed to have that many more electric vehicles. Los Angeles made it its mission to make at least one third of the parking allotted in the incorporated city of Los Angeles be devoted to electric vehicles. Everything's electric. There's charging stations throughout Orange County because it can be. The more modern here, forward thinking and everything. But Los Angeles is a mess. And they're trying, through policy, force a lot more movement to being supposedly green. Wow, that was a loud vehicle. You guys, I don't know if the microphone picked that up. Man. But anyway, with that being said, how is the grid supposed to handle all of this? That's insane. We have solar farms. You ever go to Vegas, if you're in California and you're traveling to Vegas, you'll see some of the largest solar farms you'll ever see. And you need that much to be able to power several homes, comparatively speaking. Do you know how much you got to mine for the world's minerals just to get those solar panels in the first place? How much damage you got to do to the environment to get those things? You're not operating a carbon neutral when you're doing all these things. So what I'm saying is that, look, climate change was such a big concern, disaster to all these elitists that continue to push it, like Bill Gates. Why are they buying up beachfront property? It almost sounds like like Gene Hackman's Lex Luthor plan. He's obsessed with beachfront property and just scaring everybody to either run away from the coastal line so he could buy a property on the cheap or make his own coastal line.
Grew up a state, just like Detroit, as a master class in how to screw up a city. People don't know this. Detroit, wealthiest city in the world in the 1950s.
Yeah. I mean, unbelievable. When I go to California, when I look at the natural beauty and the resources that they have, and honestly, once you get out of the major cities, the people are very conservative. I had I had a person, I'm not going to name them, winery owner in my shop yesterday. And Gavin Newsom came up, and before I'm always careful because I don't really know where
he
down.
Came up in
he came up in conversation. And she goes, "Oh, that boob. Oh, geez, we hate him." Yeah. It's just like they're conservative.
I appreciate you didn't give the name the name out.
I can't.
So you know, because the Mondavis wouldn't appreciate you talking.
No, I'm surprised. Sorry, you know Mondavis.
The Sterlings.
You know? Yeah. What are you doing? Like reading the bottom shelf of the grocery store?
Mr. Ménage à Trois.
Okay, that's not a person.
It was Madame Naomi.
No.
I don't know. These are wines that I see.
I think I got a shot at this thing, Gerald.
Barefoot. We did want to include one positive thing about California, though, because I know there are good people, like you said, left in California.
They are.
So actually, our correspondent Thomas Finnegan went down there to give us some valuable history. There is a lot of rich and vibrant history.
Always
in California.
Informative.
Yeah. Its problem is the present. So we sent down Thomas Finnegan to give us a brief history lesson on some California facts.
This is my favorite segment. The most inept reporter employed anywhere.
Good morning, Steven. I'm here in sunny California to give you some safety lessons for skateboarding.
Oh, great.
California is, of course, where skateboarding started in the 1970s.
Yep.
With the Dogtown and Z-Boys.
Z-Boys, that's exactly correct. He's got it right. Okay, Mr. Finnegan?
Oh, yeah, be careful there.
Safety first.
Thank you. For our viewers, we appreciate it.
I love how they tried making Austin or someplace look like California, Venice Beach.
Yeah, it's weird.
Spleen!
Spleen.
All right. Thank you, Thomas Finnegan.
Yeah,
for nothing.
I'll leave it with this, and we're going to take our costume winner at Mug Club.
Oh,
you
yeah?
guys can comment below. Also, since this is the last week of Cultural Appropriation Month, it's been a wonderful June. Let us know which countries you want next year, and we'll compile a list. Here's what you also have in California, and it's very similar to Michigan. Okay, I use these states as examples because they're states that shouldn't suck, but they do. You have a few people on the coast in California.
Yeah.
Who do you think is more affected by not building dams and needing access to water? Yeah. It's people inland, right? Yeah. It's people inland. These are people where they're living in regions where probably they're getting less water. This really affects them. But because of people on the coast who don't know what it's like to live in an actual desert climate, not near a large body of water, those people suffer. A perfect example in Michigan. There was a vote, I believe it was the UP, if I'm not mistaken. Someone can call me on it. I don't remember the exact region. It was either the Upper Peninsula or a northern county in Michigan. They had a vote. It shouldn't have been a vote. They have a wolf problem.
Yeah.
Now, as far as I'm concerned, if you see a wolf, no vote. you deal with the wolf. Now, there was a significant enough wolf problem where they wanted to allow a wolf hunt. Now, I know you guys may have some opinions on whether you should be able to endanger species. Okay, fine, whatever. But the point is, there was enough of a prevalence of wolves in this area of Michigan where they said we need to have a concerted wolf hunt.
Huh.
And they weren't allowed to because of people who live nowhere near the wolf area of the state saying that, well, it would be mean to take out wolves. And they said, no. We have wolves. It's a problem with our livestock. It's a problem. You know, we're concerned for our kids. And they said, yeah, well, you should think about the environment and that the wolves keep the coyotes in check. And they said, well, okay, be that as it may, right now we're a little more concerned with keeping the wolves in check. That's at the forefront of our mind.
Yeah.
And because of some hipster at a coffee shop downstate, I believe it was a statewide vote. I could be mistaken. Someone voting in Flint or someone voting in Detroit, people don't get to keep their own families or their own livestock safe. This is what happens. You have these elitists who have voted policies into their, not just voted, but voted in elected officials who then bring with them, like we're talking about, the deep state, and the deep state happens even on a local or municipal level, unelected officials who serve to maintain the status quo of regulations for unelected officials. And guess what happens? It affects the rest of the state like a cancer. Make it a good point because we got to go out on this.
California is doing the same thing. You cannot shoot a deer that is eating all of your grapes or a turkey that is destroying your grapevines. You can't do it because somebody took a vote in LA and San Francisco and said, oh, it would be mean to shoot the deer.
You can't shoot them?
You cannot shoot, even if they're eating all of your grapes and
your product. You cannot shoot the deer or the turkey. Look,
turkey or any of those.
This is why I need to be governor of Michigan, although I wouldn't be governor of California because I wouldn't want to live there. But you know what? Okay, you can't shoot them? Poison the grapes. Problem solved. All right, we're going to Mug Club. Going to read your costume winner. Leave a comment below. Wish me luck with the surgery, but you don't have to.
Okay, but he makes actually a really good point there at the end with respects to the inner cities dictating the directions of those that live, say, towards the inland or the more rural areas of California. I talked about it in previous episodes of my Local Broker React series, where there were a couple of plans. None of them went forward. Some of them are still trying. You've heard of Cal Exit. Obviously, California exodus is something different. That's the migration issue where everybody's leaving California. Cal Exit, though, was the plan to divide California up. There's two plans that are the most popular of them all. One plan was to divide California into five independent states. That's probably too much. The other one was to divide into three independent states, North California, Central California, and South California. South California, Los Angeles was being proposed as being the capital of it. For Northern California, Sacramento probably along with San Francisco. Central California, I don't know, maybe Fresno would have been it. But the point is that the more rural parts or the ones that are more inland of California tend to be considerably more conservative and Republican, whereas the ones on the coastal regions and the urban areas are heavily Democrat liberals. So that has been one of the contentions there that, it seems like the liberal elitists are the ones that get their way and vote for policies that affect those that are inland on inland issues. A similar situation is happening over in Oregon. I didn't do a reaction series to this, but I should have. The rural areas of Oregon, which is about 70% of Oregon, they're voting to secede from Oregon altogether. So Salem and Portland are not the ones that dictate all the rules for them. We're talking about the rural resource-rich areas of Oregon to not entirely secede to its own state, but to become part of the Idaho. And Idaho is okay with the prospects because they want the resources. And so far, I haven't heard Portland or Salem raise any objections. And honestly, I think they'd be better off for the rural parts of Oregon to just split away from that cesspool of violence and mayhem that occurs in the daily over there. But anyway, that's just me. And that wraps up this latest episode of Local Broker Reacts. Thank you so much for joining me. As always, you can check out my stuff at www.thedangerousagovia.com whenever I do the main show, which is on Mondays. If there's any sources that are available or extra content, they're available in the show notes accompanying each of these episodes. So you can check that out over exclusively at www.thedangerousagovia.com. Accompanying episode, click it and you'll find it there. Tune in Thursdays for those of you here on YouTube for my live tech talk, because hey, you can participate live as well. For everyone else, the replay goes up shortly thereafter, sometimes in a few days depending on which platform you are on. Anyway, that's it for this one. Thank you so much for watching. I'm Andres, and I look forward to seeing you on the next one.